But today I wanted to share a little bit about what God's word is for us as people, and it's our infallible authority. And God's word is an authority. Everything that he said it in manifestations too, that he will bring his word to pass for us. Everything that's in this word is true, and he wants to do it for us. So it's a pretty wonderful situation. And that word infallible means incapable of making mistakes. God's word doesn't make any mistakes. So anyway, you can turn to 2 Timothy. You guys know this verse like the back of your hand. But it's a wonderful, wonderful verse. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 46. Not nobody caught that, right?
No, I did. I was like, where'd you go? I thought you were going to two. There
you go. Well, we're going to read verse 16. It says here that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And we know that that means it's God-breathed, right? God wanted that scripture to come to pass. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So that word is God-breathed. It's inspired by God. He wanted every one of these words to get to us, his people. It wasn't man-made by man. Because if it was man's word, then it would get messed up, right? It wouldn't be all true. And it's profitable for wonderful things. Profitable means what? Profitable, right? It's helpful. It is to our advantage when we look to his word and believe. And then it says here that the man of God may be perfect, furnished unto all good works. And that word perfect means equipped, fully equipped. So this great, wonderful word that God gave us has everything we need in this life. It's not lacking anything. There's that verse that all things to life and godliness, right? God's word pertains unto all things unto life and godliness. So he's given us every single thing we need, anything we could need in this life is in this word. If you go to 2 Peter, chapter 1, it says in verse 19 through 21, we're going to read, it says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. And that means a steadfast word. We have a steadfast word when we go to these wonderful scriptures that God gave us. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. So this word of God that we have, that God gave us, is perfect, and it's going to light the way for us. Verse 20, it says, knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So it's all God's word. It's nothing. We don't have to worry about that. It's someone just privately interpreted it, where it could be wrong. God told great men. Here, I gotta read that verse. Sorry. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. There it is. It's not by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. So God told great men what to write in these wonderful scriptures. And then we have the assurance to know that it's God's word and not his word. So man's word's going to fail us, ultimately. You know, might work sometimes, but not all the time like God's word will work for us. In Hebrews chapter 4. Verse Ephesians 4. No worries, 4 verse 12. It says, for this word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So this word is quick, it's powerful and sharper. And I looked up that word sharper, that means very sharp. But it also means decisive, and it has the thing where it's and it has a single stroke where it just, you don't have to keep hacking away at stuff when you have a word of God that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's pretty cool. It saves you a lot of work when you have stuff going on in your life. It could just cut through all the BS and help us and take care of us. So it's quick and powerful. In Isaiah chapter 55, and we're going to start in verse 10. Let's start in verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is God talking. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So that word void means without cause or empty. God's word, when we believe it, it's even when we don't believe it, it's not empty. It's full of wonderful, wonderful things. Did I read 13? No. Well, I'm going to read verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It's not going to be empty. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. And prosper means it's going to be good. It's going to break out. And it's going to cause us to have wonderful, wonderful goodness in our life. 4, verse 12, ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn, which is briar, thorns are not good, shall come the fir tree, which is the fir tree was a cypress tree. And the cypress tree, I looked it up, it's a beautiful evergreen tree, and it looks way better than the thorn tree, and it won't cut you. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So we just got to keep going to God's word, because God's word has everything we need. It's not going to come void. When we believe it, it's going to do that what he wants it to do. If you turn to John, chapter 5. On 5:12. What does it say? Here it is. Then asked he them, what man, oh wait, where am I? John 5:39, sorry, wrong verse. It says here, one thing we should do in our lives, it says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So God wants us to go to where he wants us to go into the scriptures to search out what it says about him. And that means, you know, search means to investigate, to seek. So So he wants us to keep seeking out his word, again, because it has everything we need, anything we could possibly need in this life. And we need a lot of it because this earthly life is not pleasant at times, but we can make it more pleasant with God. If you go to 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by what? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. And what does grass do? The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So this word of God is going to last and last and last. It's going to be there for us every time we need it. Every time we believe it, it's going to work for us. And it's not going to be like the flesh where it can just wither away. The grass of the field can wither away. But it's always going to be there for us. Actually, real quick, go back to Isaiah chapter 40. In verse 8. This is just to establish. It says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So we got this great word that he's given us that's going to be around for a very long time. And then, even after that, we get to be with, gathering together and all that great, wonderful stuff. But while we're here, this thing is right here for us. So to Psalm chapter 33, please. Psalm 33. And verse 8. And 9. It says, but all the earth fear, or we know what fear means, right? What is fear? Respect. Let all the earth fear the Lord or respect the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded it, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of people of none effect. So, the Lord is going to make this word stand. Our God makes this word stand for us because he loves us. In Proverbs, chapter 30, I'm going to stick around Proverbs and Psalm for a little bit. So, Proverbs 30. Alert. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. That word pure means, we know, means to be refined. No imperfection. This is the great word that he's given us. And shield means that he's going to protect us. God's word, as we go to it, God will be our protector to take care of our enemies. In Psalm 119, close by, Psalm 119 and verse 89 and 90, we know that in Psalm 119, his word is mentioned in every verse except for one. You got to track that one again. But anyway, Psalm 119, verse 89, says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. So that his word is settled in heaven. It's always going to be there for us. It's never going to
has this word on his word for us. What's that?
That's the person.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, I think it is actually. And forever, Lord, thy faithfulness is up to all. And yeah. See, we found it right there.
Yes.
There was somewhere in the middle there. That's funny. Good pickup, honey. Go to Psalm 33. Psalm 33, and we'll start verse 1. It says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. So his word is right. It's always going to be right. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of his goodness. It's full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depths of his storehouse. Let the earth, let all the earth fear or respect the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He bringeth heat, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heavens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people nothing. We read part of that in another area, but by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. So this word that we got from God is powerful. It's equipped with everything we need in this wonderful way. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Second Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1. Oh, this is great. Very simple verse, but powerful. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen unto the glory of God by us. And that word yea means it's a strong yes. That's what it has in its definition. God's word is a strong yes, and amen is a strong trustworthy. It's very trustworthy. And we can always put our complete trust in him. And then it goes on to say, unto the glory of God by us. So we glorify God by believing this wonderful word that he's given us. And it's always a strong yes. It's always a strong amen. Because he loves us. In 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter 1 and verse 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. It's going to be here forever with us. It's never going to fail us. And this is the word which was by the gospel was preached unto you. And then back in Psalm 19. Starting verse 7. And here it is again. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of, or respect of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. And then that word warned, it means to glean from. The servant of the Lord, when he goes to the God's word, he gleans from it. It helps. And we're enlightened by it. And in, where is that? Verse 11. There is great reward. There's great results when we keep going to his word. And that's what we want to see. We want to keep seeing great results from going to this wonderful word God gave us. So, my exhortation is to keep going to God's word, because he's given it to us to just live a wonderful, wonderful life.